listening to
Sounds Around Town.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
It's been a good while since our last podcast. I've been dealing with some health issues. A few days before turning 41, I had to go to the emergency room for high blood pressure. The silent killer. Yeah, that was scary. At any rate, we've been looking at practical ways of developing your musical career. If you're serious about music, you may consider moving to a music center in Texas, that's Austin. Before you move, you'll need to plan on saving some money in order to move to this new location. Have a garage sale, sell some of the old equipment that you no longer use, have a moving sale. These are all good ways of getting the money that you need. Once you arrive at the new location, you need to find yourself a place to stay. And once you do that, you're going to need to get yourself a job and do so very quickly. As you may or may not know, you will be needing money for food, rent, gas, demos, and other miscellaneous items. Landing a job as a staff songwriter for a label or getting signed to a label is difficult, so don't limit your job search to these kind of jobs. Get a job just as soon as possible. Being a waiter or a bartender can get you good pay, and you can also make contacts with music type folks because they visit these establishments frequently. Teaching guitar or piano at a music store or out of your home can also help you make money, so that's something you may consider. As I mentioned, getting a job and making money is essential. You must have food in order to survive. Don't get so consumed on shopping your music around that you're not making money to buy food and pay your other expenses. On another note, and this is very important, there will come times when you feel bad and maybe even depressed about your situation. You may see yourself as a failure from all the frustrations that the music business has to dish out. You may seek comfort in booze and drugs. And some of you may seek comfort in sex or talking with friends. A drink now and then is not a bad thing. Money being spent on drugs and booze on a consistent basis is not a good thing for drowning out your sorrows or depression. In fact, it may even cause it to be worse. And if you get caught drinking and driving or in possession of drugs, it will get you in a whole mess of trouble with the law. A better way of drowning out these problems is to do some physical exercise. And that's your best bet. Or a conversation with a good friend could also be uplifting. Another thing that you may consider is getting health insurance, and this is very important. If it's not available to you through your employer, you may check out BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC. If you're not a member, it's a good idea to look into becoming a member. And you get a break on health insurance as well as insurance for your equipment, things of that nature. Living the life of a musician, well, it's an uphill battle, and it's a great sacrifice that you're making, but it takes that kind of determination to make it in this business. You know, many people may say that you're a dreamer, but a lot of them don't stick out their necks for what they believe in, and you are, so follow your dreams. I hope that the information provided to you today was both educational and inspiring. So there you have it, people.
Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.
This concludes In the Jar Studios.
Sounds Around Town.
If you have any comments about this particular podcast or have suggestions for a future podcast, please drop us a line. Our email address is srtmail@earthlink.net.